When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I feel like we're getting closer to the point in time where our elected officials can no longer just blanketly say or issue these sweeping statements such as billionaires don't pay any taxes, we need the rich to pay their fair share, and everybody just sort of nods their head and goes along with it. I feel like we're getting close to that point because just information is more available to us, more transparency, just more, we will have access to more information. And in a lot of ways, there's going to be a time where that's going to break our brain, where we're not going to be able to process the amount of information. It'll just be too much. And that will slowly be refined down and we'll be able to coexist with absolute transparency, with knowing pretty much everything, because right now we don't. And when you have a group of people who really know what's going on but want to misdirect in some way or have some agenda, who are being just plain and simple disingenuous with how they talk about things, what they're talking about, what it is that they're trying to accomplish. Again, with this fiction that the richest people in our population do not pay any taxes, with this fiction that companies do not pay any taxes, it just plain and simple is not true. So that's what I wanted to go through today. And I don't care. I'm not anywhere close to being a billionaire, so I'm not shilling for billionaires. I do not own and operate a Fortune 500 company, so I'm not shilling for big companies either. I am a massive proponent for justice, and I do want everybody to do their part and to chip in and make sure that everybody's doing the best that they can. It's the idea of the show, is do your part by doing your best. So I wanted to go through a primer on tax in general. I'm going to go through it really fast, and then I'm going to get to the point where just break down where all of who is actually paying income tax, who is paying taxes, where is this revenue actually coming from. So when you get the Elizabeth Warrens of the world, the Bernie Sanders of the world saying, well, you got to get them pay their fair share, that's such a soundbite, and it just flat out isn't true. So that grinds my gears. I'm sure that that's an annoying thing to you too, when people are telling bold-faced, blatant lies. It's like, ugh, gross. Enough. Stop lying. Just stop lying. See what you're doing and see what you're trying to do. And it is disingenuous, dishonest, and a dangerous thing. Very, very, very dangerous thing. So anyway, let's get into it. Just a quick overview. Most taxes can be divided into three different buckets: taxes on what you earn, taxes on things you buy, and then taxes on things that you own. So we're all familiar with individual income taxes. We pay income tax. They're levied on our wages, salaries, investments, other forms of income that an individual or a household earns. There's a corporate income tax, a CIT, and that is paid by federal and state governments, paid on business profits. It's levied by federal and state governments on the profits of businesses. Now, what you get into is that a lot of companies are not necessarily subject to corporate income tax because their tax is passed through businesses with income being reported under your individual income tax return. So if you have an LLC or an S Corp, it's a pass-through entity, which means as a business, gains are made through the business, but then the taxes are actually paid on the owner of the company, their individual return. So that's how that works. There are payroll taxes, and they're paid on the wages and salaries of employees. And it's obviously a really, really common thing. Most taxpayers will be familiar with payroll taxes when they look at their pay stub and they see, look at all this money that was withheld. And it's pretty clearly listed on there. In the United States, the largest payroll taxes are a 12.4% tax to Social Security and a 2.9% tax to fund Medicare. So that's 15.3% of what you are earning is going to Social Security and Medicare. So half of those payroll taxes are remitted by the employers. The other half are withheld from the employee's paycheck. We have capital gains taxes, and these are everything that we, any asset that we own that appreciates that we sell, we owe a tax on anything above what you bought it for, which is your basis. So if you bought something for $100 and then sell it a couple of years later, 2 years later for $200, your basis is $100. So you owe a capital gains on the $100 of gain above the cost of what you paid for it. So that is how that works. Sales taxes are a form of what are known as a consumption tax, which is on retail sales, goods, and services. So you pay a sales tax when you buy stuff. Something called gross receipt taxes. These are applied to a company's gross sales, regardless of profitability and without deductions. So it's different because it is corporate income tax is based on the amount of revenue that you earn minus expenses. Gross receipts are applied to your gross sales regardless of any deductions for expenses. Something called value added tax, a VAT. It's a tax assessed on the value added in each production stage of a good or service. Something called an excise tax, which are imposed on a specific good or service, usually in addition to a broad consumption tax. You can think about these in terms of cigarette tax, alcohol, gas, bedding, soda in some cases. Then we've got property taxes. These are levied on immovable objects like land and buildings. These are fueling a lot of state and local government operations. In fact, property taxes account for over 30% of all total state and local tax collections and 70% of total local tax collections. Tangible personal property, TPP. This tax is on things like business equipment, machinery, inventory, furniture, and automobiles. Then estate and inheritance tax. These are imposed on the value of one's property at the time of their death. So lot of moving parts in regard to the estate tax, but some people call it the death tax, stuff like that. So I go through all those really quickly just to shed light on, to remind you to, because I think a lot of the time we need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed that there are a lot of different taxes that we are paying. A lot. We are paying so many different kinds of taxes. Tax when we earn it. Tax when we own it. Tax when we die. My goodness. So lots of different taxes. So it's not as simple as we think. And when you start to peel back all the different layers, you realize that those payroll taxes are a massive part of ways that everybody who is legally earning an income in the United States is taxed. So now I want to go through just the, actually break down the numbers on where tax revenue is coming from. Where is the money coming from? And a lot of this is going to be mildly redundant But I think that it bears repeating because, again, we've got so many politicians telling us that billionaires are not paying their fair share in taxes, and that just grinds my gears. So if you're interested in digging into this yourself, you can go to taxfoundation.org, taxfoundation.org. That's where I got all this information. So some of the most recent data that's available is from 2021. And in 2021, American taxpayers filed 153 million tax returns. So out of 330 or how many million Americans, there were 153 million returns filed. And the income that was reported on those tax returns was $14.7 trillion. And of that, income tax was $2.2 trillion. So that's income tax revenue that was coming into the federal government. The average income tax rate that year was 14.9%. So the average was 14.9%. The top 1% paid 25.9% average rate. Obviously higher than the average, but 8 times higher than the 3.3% average rate paid by the bottom half of taxpayers. So we'll get into that in just a second. So the top 1%'s income share rose from 22.2% in 2020 to 26.3% in 2021. And that 1%, its share of the federal income taxes paid, rose from 42.3% to 45.8%. The top 50% of all taxpayers paid 97.7% of all federal income tax. So that means that of those 150 some million returns, the top half paid 98%, the bottom 50% paid 2%. Okay. So essentially, you have half of the tax paying population of the United States not paying any income tax.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Okay, again, the top 50% paid 98% of the tax revenue. The bottom 50% paid 2% of the total income received. So there's all kinds of different stuff here. But in 2021, taxpayers with higher incomes paid much higher average income taxes than taxpayers with lower incomes. So the bottom half, or as this works out, taxpayers earning under $46,000, they paid an average of 3.3%. Okay. So for taxpayers with an adjusted gross income between the 10th and the 5th percentiles, they paid an average income, which is $170,000 to $253,000. They paid an income tax rate on average of 14%. So 4 times higher than taxpayers in the bottom half. Let's talk about that top 1%. So the adjusted gross income of $682,577 and above. So if you're earning over $682,000 a year, you are in the 1%. They paid the highest average income tax rate, 25.93%, so call it 26%. That's nearly 8 times the rate faced by the bottom half of taxpayers. In 2021, the bottom half of taxpayers earned 10.4% of total adjusted gross income and paid 2.3% of all federal income taxes. Top 1% earned 26.3% of total AGI and paid 45.8% of all federal income tax. Okay. So in all, top 1% of taxpayers accounted for more income taxes paid than the bottom 90% combined. I'm going to repeat that. In all, the top 1% of taxpayers accounted for more income taxes paid than the bottom 90% combined. Top 1% of taxpayers paid more than $1 trillion in income taxes, while the bottom 90% paid $531 billion. So, certainly paying their share of tax. The share of income taxes paid by the 1% increased from 33.2% in 2001 to 45.8% in 2021. While the share has generally been increasing over the period, 2020 and 2021 are outliers years because the changes of income and tax policy during the coronavirus, all these kinds of things. But just to hit this home again, top 1% accounted for more income taxes paid than the bottom 90% combined. So, I think fundamentally that just means that the people who say the 1% aren't paying their fair share are lying or they're just misinformed. They don't know what they're talking about. So, that can lead to a greater conversation about just income tax in general. And we're going through this really interesting period of, like I talked about at the top, just increased transparency. And we have our Department of Governmental Efficiency digging into all of the spending of the federal government and uncovering what I assume to be a lot of spending that we will have a problem with. Call it questionable spending. And it strikes me that the problem when all the chips are down is going to be the same kind of problem that we've witnessed with education, that we've witnessed with healthcare, being that costs have gone up and up and up and up. But the quality of education, the quality of healthcare has not gone up and up and up. That what's happened is once these large systems realize that they can extract more money or there's more money available for their consumption, that they're going to consume more. Parkinson's law tells us that work will expand or contract to fill the amount of time available for its completion. Well, I'm also of the mind that expenses will expand or contract based on the amount of resources available for its consumption. So if these things are uncapped, well, then the government, education, healthcare, the bureaucracy part of it, the administrative state, is going to continue to grow and to grow and to grow. That's why sunshine is the best, sunlight is the best disinfectant. We just have to know and see what's going on here. And I mean, you can refer to the bureaucracy, permanent Washington, the deep state, whatever term you want to use. It's just people that are operating in darkness, that we do not know what the money is being spent on. And it needs to operate in darkness because I don't think that there's any way we would actually approve or go for a lot of the things that these entities are spending money on. And the very real unfortunate part is that it's our money. It's that it's coming from our tax dollars. And look at all the different ways the government is taxing us and extracting our resources to take and do with what. We're going to find out. But fundamentally, it's not that we're in financial trouble because the rich aren't paying their fair share. We're in financial trouble because the people that are lying about the rich paying their fair share are lying about it. And they are the people who are extracting this money and allocating it in the ways that they see fit, which I fundamentally do not believe is aligned with the things that we, the taxpayers, are interested in having our money go to. And we find ourselves in an impasse. So God bless. Thank God that we now have that we are at least going through the exercise of opening the curtain and seeing what's really going on here. And from there, we'll see if our elected officials have the fortitude to actually go through with making a lot of the cuts that will need to be made in order for the country, for our country to get back to the point of financial solvency. Ray Dalio just wrote a book about how and why countries decline, and you know, I would imagine that 99% of the time it's because of financial mismanagement. So, but the good news is that when things change, that we have the ability to make them change a lot faster. And I think that we've seen absolutely sweeping change just in a very, very short amount of time. And you can look back throughout history about different revolutions that have taken place. And it seems like nothing's going to happen. Then all of a sudden it happens all at once and things can change. So I guess fundamentally I'm hopeful for the future. More so than I have been in a long time. And it's incumbent upon us to pay closer attention to these things and to become a little bit more informed and invested in finding the truth and in having the truth come out about these things and not just listening to some soundbite that some talking head on television or some politician is proliferating. And obviously the one here was that rich don't pay their fair share. The 1% don't pay their fair share. The billionaires don't pay their fair share. And it just rolls off the tongue. It's super catchy, your fair share. But as we've just gone through, it's just an inaccurate statement. So we will see. We will see what happens. But we're all doing our best. I know that you're doing your best. So you keep doing it. You keep doing your part by doing your best. I will too.